The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus came into the district of Judea and across the Jordan. Again, crowds gathered around him, and as was his custom, he taught them. The Pharisees approached him and asked, "Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife?" They were testing him. He said to them in reply, "What did Moses command you?" They replied, "Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her." But Jesus told them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate." In the house, the disciples again questioned Jesus about this. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. So, how many of you guys out there are married? None? Okay. None of the fifth and sixth graders are married? Okay, not yet. So, I want to just pose a question to you, okay? Is it possible to make a decision that's going to last all your life? Like, if you just, is it possible for you guys right now to make a commitment and say, "You know what, for the rest of my life, I'm going to whatever," and fill in the blank? You don't know. somebody said yes, I heard a little yes. Okay. Well, a lot of times the answer is no, but there are certain decisions that the answer is yes. There are certain things where the answer is yes and it needs to be yes. Does that mean it's going to be easy? No. And here's the thing. We're talking about marriage. Is it possible to be married to the same person for your whole life? Because a lot of people don't pull it off. My parents, I will be the first to admit, my parents ended up getting annulled when I was a little bit older than you guys, okay? But when there are certain things, for example, my priesthood, okay? When you make a commitment, you are doing it before God, and God gives you a special sacrament. He gives you a special grace, and he says, "I'm going to give you all the graces and gifts that you need to persevere in that commitment." Do some people sometimes mess up? Sure. But God is always going to give you, if, like in the case of my priesthood, God is always going to give me the graces that I need to persevere until the end and always be a priest. Wouldn't it be kind of weird to you guys if, like, you see me right now as a priest and then a couple years later you see me off doing something else? You would be like, "What happened to Father Eric? I thought he was a priest." And you would be right. Because when I got ordained a priest, it's a lifelong thing. It's actually even longer than lifelong. Did you know, by the way, that I'm going to be a priest in heaven? And even, but you never thought about this, even if I'm a bad priest and I don't make it to heaven, I go to the other place, I would still be a priest down there. You know, it would be for my torment, but I would be a priest in heaven, or I'd be a priest even in hell. But I'm a priest forever. When you get ordained, there's a line that says, "You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek," who was this guy in the Bible. He was kind of this Old Testament priestly figure, okay? Now, the same thing is true of marriage. It's not forever, frankly, and that's not something I'm going to get into. It is till death do you part, which is why if you're married to somebody and that person dies, that you get to get remarried, because it's only until you die, right? Otherwise, you would be married once, and if your spouse dies at a young age, you'd be stuck. And that wouldn't be too fun, right? But when we get married, if you get married, you know, in the church, with the right dispositions, and there's a real sacrament that takes place, God is going to give you the graces that you need to be faithful. Is it going to be hard a lot of times? Sure. Can there be weird things that happen, and I'm not going to get into all those in the homily right now? Sure. But is God going to be faithful to us? Yes. And that's actually why it's important that we actually have the sacrament, that we get married in the church. Because a lot of people anymore are like, why do I even need to do the church wedding thing? It's just a burden. Well, it's like saying, why do I need to have the grace that I need to be to persevere in this marriage? If you don't get the sacrament, you're rolling the dice. You might make it, you might not, but it's like you're trying to, it's kind of like trying to run a marathon without eating before. It's like, you know what, if you're really a great athlete, you might pull it off, but it'd certainly be a lot easier if you had enough energy in you to continue the race, right? So anyway, this is just a motivation right now. When God gives you the grace to do something, you will always have that grace to draw on. Now, there is a caveat to that. There is a little note that I need to make. It's not enough just, for example, for me to persevere as a priest, it's not enough just for me to get ordained one day and then act however I want the whole rest of my life, right? If I get ordained a priest and then I just act like I was never ordained a priest and I just do whatever I want the rest of my life, I will not last. So the little side note is this. You need to pray every day. Okay? You need to pray every day. If I, as a priest, get ordained and then I don't pray every day and then I act like I'm just some other ordinary person or worse, okay, I won't make it. If you get married and you guys don't pray regularly and you don't go to Mass and you don't live your faith, you're probably not going to make it either. But if we pray every day, then we're going to be tapping into that sacrament that God gives us, and that's where we're going to get the grace that we need to remain faithful until the end. And I'm sure everybody here wants to do that, right? Yes? No? You don't want to be faithful? Okay, they do. That's good. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.